Hello friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi, taking your subject on internet marketing. This is chapter 2 on environment analysis and strategy development. So in this chapter, we are essentially going to cover how do you do the environment analysis, the nature of it. We are going to understand even competitor analysis, and then we are going to have strategic understanding about how can you move your business to online, etc. So these are some of the key learnings that will come out of this. So to give you a perspective, online marketing is a no option marketing today. You cannot really thrive by not really using online marketing. So for various business, it is becoming a core offer, is a marketing tool, essential element of marketing strategy. However, what is needed is first a situational analysis. So this is a chapter which is going to help you to do situational analysis. Strategy is needed. Of course, after the situational analysis, you need a strategy. We will understand that aspect also very well, because without strategy, it is like shooting in dark. So that is a very important aspect in the introductory part. Now coming exactly to the basics, how do you do your internet marketing related situation analysis? So first understand the basic. Situation analysis, you would have understand also in the general marketing, is also generally carried out, wherein various external and internal aspects are evaluated. Same applies to internet also. However, your focus is only limited to internet and not the overall environment or overall internal aspects, etc. So a review of situation from the internet perspective is the crux of this particular activity. This section, we highlight the key aspects. How do you go about micro and macro, that is internal and external environmental understanding, and then from there, how do you develop the strategy? You start with internal or a micro analysis, so to say, which is essentially to do with the internal resources. So you have to get into understanding certain internal aspects. So internet marketing effectiveness, will this be effective for me? Will it get me the required traction? Will it get me the number of leads, etc.? Will my leads be, I will be able to convert into business, etc.? So those are the aspects that you need to really figure out. So just going online without these aspects being understood will not give you the result. You have to have a proper backend also aligned. Financial resources. So financial resources, like to move first time needs an investment, later to sustain needs a recurring expenditure. Will you be in a position to have this? Will you be able to incur investment? Will you be able to have recurring expenditure done? But yes, while you do that, overall, what is the cost benefit to you? So that aspects needs to be really understood. Having understood the cost benefit, as I told you, the reach is much better, larger. So the cost per reach is lower. But yes, you have to still spend X amount to achieve minimum reach on the internet, which probably may be higher than the print amount. And so that's what you need to really figure out. That's one important aspect. Then the site conversion rate. Conversion rate will give you what revenue, and that revenue to investment, related return on investment and all. So those aspects come into this, vis-a-vis promotional aspects, expenditure that will be required to really make your internet engaging, really get people come to your site and convert. So from the lead to convert into customers, a lot of promotion and push is needed. So those aspects will lead into the financial service qualities. Having put this platform, there are a lot of things that has to happen back end. When the order is put by the customer in cart and paid, you must get a trigger that this order is received, payment is made, this needs to be shipped, and then you have your delivery schedules, etc. So all those back end needs to be really done, the label printed, label, I would have noticed so many aspects are written on the label, including no payment to be received, and those kind of tags are there. So the delivery boy knows what exactly that he has to do. So there are a lot of backend. Vis-a-vis customer can track your his consignment after the ordering and whatnot in terms of customer services provided. Or if he doesn't get a right consignment, he can call up on that number, and then all the adjustment thereof, either you replace wrongly supplied item or you give the financial credit back to the customer. So all aspects are the service aspects. Entire infrastructure, like how will your infrastructure be, and will you also offer WhatsApp's customer service, or you will be only giving telephonic service, or you will be only giving app specific service, etc. So those aspects, are you attuned to accepting new and new technology which is coming into. So now earlier when the websites were there, we were not getting those bots which suddenly today pop up. Whichever website you go, may I help you? The moment after you scan for a 2-3 seconds, 5 seconds, the bot will pop up and they say, may I help you? And then they try to help you with certain standards. It is like as good as IVR. Here they give you that this subject, you click, 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 and then you try to probably get information you want. Many times there is an individual assistant. There is a person actually on the other end who answers your questions, etc. Otherwise, most of the time it's a bot which try to give you standard feeds. But that's the technology, whether you have adopted or not. So that's what one need to know about it. Structure, when I say structure, important is that relate to the responsibilities and the control. So everything you created is for the purpose and the objective. After that, you have to have the back-end structure that who is responsible for what. Marketing, for communication, but once the order is received, who is responsible? Do you have a dispatch department, or is it a sales responsibility, or it is a supply chain management, supply chain outsourcing that you have done? Who has to handle the order dispatch, etc.? Payment, your integration with the payment, or a loyalty. So who will manage the loyalty program that has been put up on the online? So like I am a Jet Privilege member, or I used to be Kingfisher Privilege member. So whatever I do, so there was some running behind. There were some team member behind who were running it. They were answering me if I raise a query, etc. So all this is a structural aspects. Strength and weakness. You need to really know and analyze your strength, weakness, besides what are the opportunities coming your way versus the threats. So threat is today phenomenal. Suddenly one find is somebody else triggering certain wave may pull away customers from your end to the other end, etc. So you need to opportunities. A lot of technology changes are happening very fast. So you should be aware of those things and then try to see that you absorb that very fast. Earlier, various things, the packaging number and all was numerically printed. Now you have a barcode. As a result, it became delivery boy also very efficient. He just scans the barcode. The moment he's done that and he has put up an indication delivered, customer, if he gets into the website at that point of time, will actually see that his goods is delivered. So these are all the aspects, opportunities, whether you tap it, you are aware, then you invest into it or not. So friends, we are trying to understand various aspects of situational analysis of an internet. So introduction to international marketing strategy. So now we have done the first part, which is what is that situational analysis and the four components of that. We come to a stage where strategic aspects needs to be thought through. So internet marketing strategy is needed to provide a direction. Like a marketing strategy, you need a strategy for internet. It gives you the direction. What is the difference between strategy and tactics and all? I probably may not get into deeper this thing, but strategy is a very clear defined way forward. So when the war happens, one strategy people say either the guerrilla warfare, or the strategy aspect says attack the weakest link of enemy first. So like you will often find that whenever the war takes place, etc., the airplanes and all will try to damage national highways, bridges and all, so that the enemy is cut off from various supplies and essential commodities and supplies of warfare equipments and all. So that's a strategy is like hit the weakest link. Then there's a tactics. So the airplane will do this, the army will destroy this, etc. So then that becomes tactics. So that's the difference between strategy. So strategy gives you really a direction and the way forward. E-business and entire marketing process alignment has to happen. That's a very important second aspect where you have to be really clear about meeting the process. So continuous internal and external environment scanning of is required. So to be a process centric, to be a e-business centric, have the continuous internal and external analysis, clear statement of vision and objectives. Like a strategy always needs a vision and mission, and then the objectives. So define your internet marketing objective. It could be that in 2 years, my internet based business will move from 10% to 20%. It may be the number of customers that you will reach out, etc. So those are that objective driven approach will always help you to go forward. Development can be broken down into formulations and selections. What in short it means, like after you set your goals and after you have a strategic direction, you get into micromanaging that. So objectives will give you an idea as to what are the leads that you require. So how will you generate those leads, etc. then choose the media appropriately. So those are the aspects. After strategic development, enactment of the strategy. So strategy implementation has to take place. So what is important is, like, you strategize something, but then it has to get converted into right action plan, and action plan is actually put forth for the final implementation. Implementation will yield you the required result. Favorable, unfavorable is a subject matter of monitoring it. Control is required. So often when you do this, it has to be in a controlled manner. Control will help you detect timely the problem. So you have decided, okay, I will invest significantly in, say, Instagram for the first time. But having done that, you realize that Instagram is not giving you the required traction. Then at a right time, you withdraw yourself, divert that fund into some other areas. So control is going to be a very critical part. Today, real-time information gets generated. Therefore, the control is more needed. Eyes are needed on real-time data that is coming to you, and corrective action needs to be taken. Responsive to the market. So you stand responsible. Your strategic aspect should also account for being responsive. Responsive in terms of what currently customer wants vis-a-vis how the changes are happening. So I have often tried some of the sites, and I have often tried getting certain food deliveries, etc. But later on, we have discontinued. The reason being, they were not responsive. Either service is poor, or the customer service is not right, or they are not in aligned with my needs, etc., changing needs. So like, we discontinued using them. So what has happened to them? It is up to them to know. But they have lost me. So what I am trying to tell you is the explanation of how you remain alive to the changing marketing aspects. Now we come to the stage of four-stage development. So now there are approach for defining your strategy. How do you go about defining your strategy? So there is a model called four-stage development model. First is the strategic analysis. What is strategic analysis? Strategic analysis is nothing but micro and macro environment scanning, which we have partly understood. Not only that, it has to be a strategically driven. So from there you pull out. So you do certain way the entire analysis, pull out what is strategically needed for you, develop a strategy around that. Okay, how will you go online? How will you garner more leads? How will you garner more conversions? And how will you retain those who use you regularly? So that's what is needed as a strategy. So that's a strategy direction is very important, for which you need to do the strategic analysis. Just doing any analysis is not going to help. So you must do not only your conversion ratio of yours, or lead answering, or when the complaint is received, in what time you have, you know, given a first reply and then you have solved the complaint. So all those aspects are needed, for which you have to define your milestones. So that's a strategic analysis, as I mean to, I want you to understand. Strategic objective setting. So you have to get into setting an objective. Various objectives being set for various cycles of the process. That objective-driven actions will really make you agile to the customer need, and that will give you the required satisfaction to your customer. So be very objective-driven. Define objective to various process cycle level, so that it is monitorable. Objective when set becomes monitorable, because you have something to look forward to achieve. So that's what it gives you the direction, it gives you the final milestone. Therefore, the control at various places will help you to monitor them. So objective setting very strategically is important. Moving forward in understanding four-stage internet marketing strategy development, we are at a third stage called strategic definitions. So these are the points for which you have to define yourself. First is to start with the target market. You all have understood what is segmentation, and then get into the targeting by using those filters on various segments, so that you decide that this is a relevant target for me. And then how do you reach that? So that's the first point that you have to define. Second is, what is your differentiation and positioning? Point of difference, once you identify various points of difference, then you decide which is the strongest one. And using that, how will you differentiate? So DHL differentiate itself on the speed and the accuracy of delivery. Time bound. So therefore, for sending your kids foreign university forms, you will depend on DHL and not on the Turakhya courier or something. So that's what is the importance of a differentiation. Positioning is, how are you going to remain on the top of the consumer's mind? So when they need that product or a service, your name comes first. Then resourcing, how are you going to resource your internet marketing priorities depending on the internal objectives, marketing objectives, competitive actions, etc. So resourcing is like how will you fund your internet strategy. CRM focus, customer relationship management program, and the financial support for that. CRM enables your sales force to get a timely idea of leads maturing, leads coming in, etc., lead follow-up needed, etc., vis-a-vis the longevity of the customer with you, what is the lifetime utilization or the lifetime revenue that you want from a specific customers and more. So that's the customer relationship management software tools. Fifth is market and product development strategies. To be alive on internet, you also require strategy for the product development. You need a strategy for market development. Market development and product strategies are a subject in itself. I'm sure like you will know about them. Business and revenue models. So what is going to be your business model? What is going to be your revenue model? Business model is that there are companies who is 100% net driven. There are companies who is only brick and mortar. There are companies who started with net, now trying to set the brick and mortar model. There are companies which is both. They have a brick and mortar and they have a net based business model. So this is what, and then the revenue. How is the revenue? Whether you are going to have the affiliate marketing in place, whether you are going to have reference marketing and referral marketing in place, etc. So how are you going to generate model revenue, and whether you will give larger commission to get the desired. So in a food delivery app and all, they say, okay, bhai, food is generally cheaper than even the hotel rates from where you are ordering, but that is because higher commission is given by, or the some set off is given by the food delivery app, so that you buy from them regularly. So that's a revenue model. You give something to get something, kind of. So these are all aspects needs to come out. Organizational restructuring needed. So is there any organization restructuring needed to become internet agile, to become internet focused, to become internet productive? So those are the aspects that need to come in. Yeah. So whether you have a separate online team under your marketing team or selling or say supply chain management, how that will be handled, etc. Channel structure modifications. So to meet the growing demand of online business, etc. Is there a channel restructuring that is needed? How many levels you will have? Can you remove one level? Can you have a separate channel for the online business? So all those aspects needs to be really understood, so defined by you. Fourth stage, which is the last stage of a four-stage strategy development model, is the implementation. So having done all aspects which is needed for earlier three stage, you have to get into making an action plan and implement it. Only implementation will give you achievement. Implementation will give you the loopholes. Implementation will reveal where are you going wrong, etc. So that's what is the power of implementation and monitoring. So do your implementation, control and monitor, so that you achieve your desired goal. So friends, we have studied the four stage internet marketing strategy development approach. So now we come to understanding. Now really the first point there we studied was the environmental analysis needed. So we come to the main subject now, which is a situational analysis. You are aware that situation analysis is both micro and macro. Micro relates to internal, macro relates to the external. In the micro analysis, what all you do, you have to get into assessing the demand, assess what is the current market size, what is the market buying from online, what is buying from the brick and mortar, who all are there in that, how the demand in the online is growing. So from there, what can you tap? Is your e-commerce, is e-business aligned to meet those requirements of the customers, etc. So from studying all that, you derive your internal demand related analysis, so that you think that you are able to tap better demand now, or you will continue to be a moderate player, or you will move from moderate to a challenger brand in the market, etc. So those are the internal analysis subject matter. What percentage? So few things that you need to really study is what percentage of customer business have access to the internet. So how many, what is the base of the customer, out of which how many of them really access net, and from there how many are buying that. So that's a very important aspect. That's the reason why Government of India is focusing on spreading net even in the rural India, so that reach is there, more business gets generated by this internet service provider. What percentage of members of the buying decision? Now, important is after you have the reach and you this thing, who decides? You need to really know the decision maker, especially in the B2B, it is very important. In B2C, it is impulsive. even today kids have their money and they immediately buy things even without asking parents. So all those aspects, and the buyer, essentially you need to know, and how buyer is aligned with the internet marketing. Third is what percentage of consumers are prefer to purchase online. So those understanding, what percentage of customers have access to internet, what are the barriers to adoption, like why some are not using internet, etc. So those are the aspects that will come in the internal analysis that you need to do, the micro analysis perspective that you need to really get into. Qualitative research is very important, which gives you the idea of who buys, when buys, what buys, why buys, how he buys, all those aspects. What is that consumer thinking at that time? That understanding is very critical for you to create a really different your internet strategy. So you have to know the psychography, you have to know, go deeper in the minds of your consumer. Competitor analysis is a very significant aspect of internet analysis. You have to really analyze your competitor threadbare. But yes, you cannot do all, so there are certain rules. And so top two or top three, and then get into dissecting their internet presence, the change that they have adopted, their business model, their revenue model, as I earlier discussed. All those aspects you have to do, whether they are offering all product online or select product online vis-a-vis their total baskets. So complete competitor analysis also needed. So this is what is the subject matter of internal micro analysis. Last is the business contribution and marketing outcomes. So business contribution, marketing outcome probably go hand in hand. Business contribution is like, the question is internet generating enough business for me? Am I leveraging internet better? Is it contributing in my bottom line? So bottom line is a result of reduction in your cost of customer lead generation and conversion vis-a-vis the business that you generate. So that's the overall bottom line. So does it help me to increase my gross profit, net profit, etc.? So these are the business aspects that one need to really look for. Outcome at the end of marketing outcome. So have you achieved your marketing goal? Have you achieved your marketing volume? Have you achieved your marketing revenue? Have you achieved internet business volume? Have you achieved internet planned revenue? So those aspects are the marketing outcomes that you need to be really aware of. Now we come to the stage of customer satisfaction and site promotion. Finally, customer satisfaction makes them come back to you. So how do you give satisfaction? The customer satisfaction starts not after buying, right from product information search to post-purchase support that you render to your customers. That's very critical bend in that, how internet is leveraged by you. How are you supporting customers? So today now I have a Vodafone on WhatsApp. So I get my quick attendance. Why call 199, wait for entire, COVID message to get over, and then some guy picks up, then I get into IVR. No longer required. Now I have a Vodafone on WhatsApp. So likewise, companies are doing their best to provide utmost satisfaction to the consumers. Site promotions. You have your internet assets developed, including websites. You have done various tools, etc. Now, how do you promote? So that's where the aspects like search engine marketing, leveraging email power, leveraging direct marketing, leverage loyalty marketing, etc. Direct response advertising. So more and more direct response advertisings are happening. You will notice even in the print ad of Times of India, you will have various emails given, toll-free numbers given, you have Facebook, Insta pictures given, and then their address handles are given. So you have a QR code available. So the moment you scan it, you get a lot of information. So that's the site promotion techniques where various traffic generation and direction related aspects are covered. So site promotion is also a subject matter of internal micro analysis. So now we come to understand the internet macro environmental analysis, over under situation analysis. Macro means external, not under your control. Micro is more internal, under your control. With these basics, if you have to easily remember, you remember the word STEEP. Internet macro analysis looks at social factor, technological factor, economic factor, ecological factor, and political factor. We will take them gradually one by one. Primarily, macro analysis is concerned with major issues happening in the surrounding external environment, which may have direct or indirect impact on your internet marketing business. Acronym for, as I told you, is STEEP. The five areas of interest are also covered by you. I have told you, it's essentially you have to get into socio-cultural understanding, technology, then you have to get into economic and ecological aspects, and finally political and legal. Socio-cultural and demographic, these are the three aspects covered under first S, so to say. You have to know your society, you have to know the cultural, you have to know the lifestyle in which people are staying. You have to know those aspects. Essentially, that will drive the internet acceptance. Acceptance followed by repeated usage, etc. This is all is a result of socio-economical and cultural conditions, social and cultural condition within the country or within the continent that you are servicing. So that's very important aspects. Technology, yes, you must be ahead of technology. You must know what is happening on the technology front. That may change the way internet is going to work. That may therefore change the way internet marketing is going to happen. Economic conditions is overall what is the state of economy, the people per capita income, disposable income versus fixed income, etc. Those aspects need to be really factored out, because only if people have money, they will spend. They may spend on a brick and mortar, or they may spend through internet marketing or internet purchases of products and services. Ecological and physical environment is nothing to do with the primarily impact the business, because it is like how is the overall ecology support that is available to you. Where do you think you can have the plant, so that plant and surrounding environment should have a contributory support available to your manufacturing and service delivery, etc. So those are the aspects that will govern your internet marketing. These aspects also enables you to decide where your warehouse should be, what kind of warehouse you can have, what kind of warehousing strategy that you can have, depending on the support that is available to you. Last is the political and legal. Yes, it is becoming very increasingly needed. I'm sure, friends, you all must be reading recent newses of a US government putting various restrictions. Currently, it is in a question stage, but how they are pushing Facebook to answer that they are not ruling the monopoly, they are not creating a monopoly, etc. Microsoft has faced this in the past. Even in India, there's a lot of question being asked in open territory, this thing being given to various social medias, and even Netflix or government is trying to put a legal approach or a procedural approach to content verification and approval, etc. So those are the areas that is needed to be understood by you, and the legal ramification of such things vis-a-vis the efficacy of legal system that is able to penalize you in time, or just the court cases just drags on. That's what you have to overall understand. So legal power, legal body, their efficacy to penalize the offenders, etc. So all these aspects are the part of P that you need to be aware of. So STEEP is the acronym under which we have understood five areas that forms a part of internet macro environment. So to do your business, you must have a healthy environment, healthy external environment, and right created internal environment. Creation of an e-business model depends on what is that internet technology available. We are, say for example, we are still into 4G. So 5G, if it comes, will really open a different business perspective, as I understand. So these are all the things that drives the transition. So transition to business is very important aspects. Transition to web business is again a different aspects into that, which is like to what part of your business you want to take it online, by when, and then later on how much you want to capitalize out of it. That is what you need to know. Like in the year one, whether you will achieve 5% of your internet volume. Year two, will it become 15 or remain 5? So likewise, by 5 years, if 30% of your revenue will come into internet based. Now all this has to do with internet, the technology, the overall environment, etc. around you, and then your ability to leverage opportunities and defend your threats. For this, for transition, there are 7 steps that one need to be aware of. We will quickly touch base on them. Choose the right leadership. Yes, it depends. Your leader has to be very proactive. Leader has to be supportive. So you must have a leadership who understands the external environment, especially the internet external environment, internet macro environment, and he is able to therefore drive people internally to become customer centric is number one. Second is internet centric as a this thing, and then unify external versus internal, reorient the process. All those needs a change, and therefore you need a right leadership to drive. Second is prepare employees and customers. It's not that I have been on the net. This, you have to really make your employee first participate in that. Employee earlier was used to getting a telephonic conversation, was used to getting a personalized conversation to service the customer. Now he's in an era where he is a customer is not in his proximity. He has to still serve the customers. So is he ready? Does he understand customers' issues, problems, etc.? Does he have a resolution to that? So you have to make your employee believe that what you have created is created for him to be able to serve the customer well. So third is a meet with graphic designers. This is nothing but, in other words, how creative or how agile your internet communication and creative team is, whether it is internal or whether it is outsourced. So you need to know each outsource party's abilities and then decide the right one and then be in communication with them. You have to regularly meet to understand changes happening, where you are failing, etc., what technologies are coming in, and therefore as a result what to absorb, will it have a resource for that, etc. Bring in the IT experts. So that is what you must have, an internal IT expert also who understands overall internet as a technology, and then he is able to unify your strategies one end, the internal bandwidth on the other end, and offers you a real-time live experience to your employee to serve when it comes to serving them, to your service provider when it comes to the data and, you know, utilization of a data, to your supply chain managers and manage outsourced supply chain partner, that which order is to go when, and, you know, monitoring the order delivery, etc. So that's the reason why you need an IT expert. Determine what your e-business will look like. So overall your e-business model you have to think through, which will encompass aspects like what online, entire product mix is online or select mix is online, how it has been positioned, how you are going to engage with consumers, how will the lead generated, how will the lead conversion will happen, what backend support. So entire that business, e-business during which we learned, you will have to really figure that out, how that will be, then go live. So that's the stage where if you have done all these things, that's the right time to go live, because then everything will be synchronized to deliver that unparalleled experience. Customer will get what he wanted from you, and therefore he will keep coming back to you, and new customers will come, word of mouth will happen more. Monitor your e-business performance. So overall you have to have a key performance indicator, or we say KPIs, which is nothing but the internet marketing objectives, etc., that which you set for yourself, that needs to be monitored. Monitor regularly so that you can do course correction, and monitor at the end so that you know where you stand, and it will enable you to dissect where did you go wrong, what did you do better, what you need to be careful about, what is a threat perception that you missed out. So those aspects will then come out. So these are the seven steps, strategic steps that you need to really take to move your business to web. So we have studied those strategic seven steps. Thank you, friends.